Mesechtas Git in that Peches, five lines from the bottom of that Pezayon Beis, the Mishnah stated that if there is a get that was written on one parchment but on two columns, the beginning of the get was written on the right column and the end of the get was written on the left column, which included the Edom, so the get is kosher, and our Gemara begins and asks, V'lecha shtum hani tree getu haba, v'sram leiz man de kama, v'edim de basra, v'gazil is man de basra, v'edim de kama. Why do we say that the get is kosher if we should be choshish that really there were two complete getin on a very long piece of parchment or paper, and they were written side by side, but not directly in sync with each other? Possibly there was one full get written on the left column, and that get started all the way at the top of the parchment and ended somewhere in the middle of the parchment, and then there was another full get written in the right column, which started closer to the middle of the parchment, and the beginning of the get that was written in the right column, which included this man, as well as the names of the husband and wife, fell out at one's position, exactly opposite the end of the get, which was written in the left column, and that, of course, included the signatures of the Edom that executed the left get. And therefore, our Gemara is that L'chari, why aren't we choshish that maybe Reuven, who was the husband that was mentioned in the get that was written in the right column, he cut off the top of the get written in the left column, which included his man and the names of a different couple, and he also cut off the bottom of his get, which was written in the right column, which included the original Edom, as well as certain clauses and conditions that were against his interests, and how can you say that this get is certainly kosher? And the Taisi Rush points out that even though in yesterday's sugyas we saw that the Gemara was trying to find ways that the get would be kosher, however, our Gemara is choshish that this get was not kosher, since this get was written in an unusual way, and it was written in two separate columns as opposed to one column, so we are therefore Tehillim Lipsul, and I am the Baal Tesis on that Pezayin Beis, who answers a bit differently. And of course, the Gemara's question is only in a case where we don't have Edim who know the Metzias and can't testify that this get was written originally and initially in two columns. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav, so Rav Abba says, Nei Rav, Kishish Revach Mamata, the case of our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where there were actual space underneath the right column, and therefore we know that Reuven didn't cut off any part of the right column, and that's why we said that this get is kosher, as certainly there weren't any additional clauses or conditions underneath the right column, since there are blank spaces and blank lines underneath the right column. Rashi states, "Kishiyesh revach milmato gillian tachas harishoin devadid loy nechtin chmen haklum deloy nechta bayesa." But the Gemara continues in this, "Bedilmas mad basra megas gazia," and as Rashi explains, "Shema get shaloy nimach milgamrei." Well, it's true that there are blank spaces underneath the right column, but maybe we should still be choshish that Reuven was writing his get in the right column, and then prior to completing his get, he decided not to divorce his wife, and therefore he stopped writing the get. And there was a second get that was already written on the left column, and it was already signed and sealed. And then at a later point, when he decided to go and divorce his wife, so therefore he decided that why does he have to go and hire a sefer to write the rest of this get? He will just go and cut off the beginning part of the second get that's on the left side between the part of the get that he initially wrote and the part of the get that was already there. He will have a complete get. And of course, since the second part of the get was not written for his wife and the Edom did not sign on his get, therefore this get should be puzzle. The Gemara responds, "Kid Amar Rav Abba Amar Rav," just like we mentioned before in the territory of Abba and Rav, "Kishish Revach Mamato," we are on the bottom, we see that it was empty blank lines, and therefore it was clear that nothing additional was written in the right column. We continue on that Pechesa Medalev, and Hakanami over here also, Kashiyesh Revach Mamala, that the case was where above the second column there were blank lines, and therefore it's clear that nothing was written on top of that get either, and therefore we see that the get that was written in the right column as well as in the left column were really part and parcel of the same get, and therefore the get is kosher. And the Gemara continues that Lemaisa, since this get was written in an unusual way and it was written in two columns, so once again we should still be Chayshish V'dumu Muche Imlech V'kasav. So maybe what really happened was Reuven was writing the get to his wife and he started in the right column, and Reuven decided not to continue and not to divorce his wife, and therefore he told the sefer to stop writing the get, and at a later point he once again decided to divorce his wife, so he went back to the original sefer and he told the sefer to continue writing the get. But since the sefer was now beginning to write the get, so the sefer started in the second column, and even though the entire get was written for Reuven, who was divorcing his wife Rachel, the get should be puzzle. And Rashi explains two reasons why the get would be puzzle. Number one, he says v'nimtza rishon batel. It seems that Rashi is explaining as Ramban does that once he wrote half of the get, and then he decided not to go forward with the get, and therefore Reuven was mevatel the shlichus of the sefer, and therefore even though at a later point Reuven goes and is mevatel the same shliach and the same sefer to go and finish up the get for him, however lemaisa at this point he's a new shliach, and it's only considered as if he was a shliach to write half of the get, and therefore the get is batel and the get is pasul, since we don't consider it as if you had a sefer that was writing the get completely lishma, and it was only half of the get that was written lishma. And then Rashi continues, "Inami havali nichtu b'yom v'nechtam la'achizman." In this case, since you wrote the original part of the get at one day and then you signed it on a different day, therefore there's a psul nichtem b'yom and nichtem lachas man. The whole be revach mamata niroyin kein advarim. And the reason why we're going to be choshish is since there are extra spaces below the first column, therefore l'chayu we should be choshish that maybe it was written by the same sefer, but maybe it was written on different days. And the Gemara continues and answers that the reason why we're not going to be choshish that this get was written on different times is the kasav reyat mamata, because when Reuven was writing this get, the last two words on the right column were hareyat umutaris mamalo, and the word mutaris was on the top line. As Rashi explains, the petich kadei gemad dibo lek lemeima de mimlach el goyma ad l'chol odom v'nimlach, that since he was writing harei umutaris l'chol odom, then it doesn't make sense that at some point Reuven would just decide in the middle of that sentence and in the middle of that clause to stop writing the get. And by the fact that this whole clause of harei umutaris l'chol odom is written in two columns, so therefore it's muchach that Reuven wrote both of these columns at the same time. And the Gemara continues, v'dilma yisra'amilei de l'maisa, we should still be choshish that maybe this is actually what occurred. And even though it's not usual that someone will stop writing a get in the middle of a clause, however, this is actually what happened. As Rashi says, shepetech kadei gemar diba chazaboy. The Gemara responds, kula hai loy chayshinan, that would not be choshish that someone actually stopped writing a clause in the middle of a sentence. And therefore, in a chenami, it's unusual for someone to write a get in two columns. However, l'maisa, we have to be told that that's exactly what happened over here, and therefore the get is valid. And Taisin diba maskal kula hai loy chayshinan points out, hayin dafkal imlech bein harei at l'mutaris, that this is only that we're not concerned that a person would make a stop between the words hareat and mutaris. But according to this teretz of the Gemara, we still have to come on to the first teretz where there was actual space and empty lines at the bottom of the right column and the top of the left column. As if not, was going to be choshish. The Gemara continues. Rav Ashi Omer. Rav Ashi, however, gives another teretz. According to the teretz of Rav Ashi, we don't have to come on to the situation where there was empty space and empty lines at the bottom of the right column and the top of the left column. Rav Ashi explains that the case of our Mishnah was the idea based on the parchment itself, it is nikkur that nothing was written on the top or on the bottom of either of these columns. And as Rashi explains, that when they used to process parchment, they would process it in a specific way. It was very easy to discern if this parchment was a complete parchment and if no one cut off any part of this parchment. As Rashi says, shenikkur b'mitichas haklaf saviv saviv kol haget shloi hayu b'klaf elazel loy lemayla b'loy lemata. There was never additional parchment above or beneath these columns. And Rashi says, shenikkur sfivas haklaf shachav av shloi noga im tara glovim. The lemaisa, there used to be a certain way that they processed the parchment, and the edges of all four sides of the finished parchment were always nicker, since that area was blacker and it was also thicker than the rest of the parchment. And as Rashi goes through the process, shederach isi klofim shekoshim avonim sovil lumtech haklaf umaschilim lusakne besomach, as we already pointed out, and as Rashi continues to chashein revach mamata skinon, and we're talking about a case where there was no additional space beneath the right column, the lek lemifach imlucha imlech, and lefi the territory of Rashi, the Gemara couldn't ask imlucha imlech, because lemaisa we see that this was the bottom of the column, and therefore certainly the reason why Reuven continued on the second column is because he ran out of space in the right column. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Chasmo Eden Bereish Adaf Eimin Atzad Eim Acher Beget Poshut Puzzle. In all three cases, the get would be puzzle, and the main part that we're going to focus on is if the Edom sign on the side of the writing of the get and not beneath the writing of the get. And the Gemara begins and asks, Eini, how can you say that if the Edom executed the get on the side of the writing of the get, there'll be puzzle for Rav Chasmo Eden Atzad? If we know that Rav would actually sign on the side of a shtar, and the Gemara answers, Hasam Mishagaga Klapi Ksav, that really there should be no issue of someone signing on a get on the side of the writing of the get. The only reason why in our Mishnah we said that if someone signs on the side of the get, it would be puzzle, that's talking about a scenario where the top of the letters were actually facing away from the Ksav of the get. We have to be choshish that maybe there was another get that was written on the side of this get, and that get finished right before the side of the get, and then the Edom signed on bottom of the get, and these Edom were really signed on a different get that was on the right side of this get. However, when Rav would sign on the side of a get, he would make sure to sign where the tops of the letters were facing the writing of the get which he was signing on, and this way it was muchach that he was signing for that get and not on a different get, and that's why it was kosher. And the Gemara continues and asks that if you're telling me that by signing on the side of a get it's kosher, or by signing really at the top of the get it may also be kosher, so the l'chayra in the next case of the Mishnah where we stated hikif reish shalzeh b'tzad reish shalzeh, if Reuven and Shimon both wrote a get on one parchment and Reuven's get started in the middle of the parchment and went towards the top of the parchment, and Shimon's get started in the middle of the parchment and went towards the bottom of the parchment, and then there were two Edom that were signed right between both of these Gittin, and the Mishnah stated that the get would be pasul. But l'chayra, if you're telling me that there is really no problem and no psul for Edom to sign either on the side of a get or on top of the get, l'chayra, when the Edom signed right between both of these Gittin, then we should say that the get that is close closest to the top of the signatures of the witnesses should be kosher, as we consider that a continuation of the get, and the signatures should be valid even though they're at the top of the get. As the Gemara continues, that Mishnah said the Edom be'emsa, the Edom are between both these gittin, shneim psulim, that both gittin are pasul, v'lechse haiminau, klap iksa, v'leskasha. So l'chay, we should investigate the top of the signatures of the Edom as to which get it is facing, and why should both of these gittin be pasul, if l'chay, at least one of these gittin should be kosher. The Gemara answers, hasam de ramele ke'ivra, over there the signatures of the Edom were not written horizontally and in line with the rest of the text of the ksav of the get. It was actually written like a doorpost and like a hinge. Both of the Edom signed in middle of the two shtaris, and they signed in a vertical fashion, and this way they weren't actually in line with any of these gittin, and that's why both of these gittin were puzzle. And the Gemara says, if the case of the Mishnah is where the Edom signed vertically, how could it be that in the next case in the Mishnah where Reuven wrote a get starting at the top of the parchment, which ended in the middle of the parchment, and then Shimon's get continued from that point until the bottom of the parchment, and the Edom was signed right between both of these gittin? The Mishnah taught us that she'edim nikrim b'sefer kosher, that if the Edom actually signed in line with the top get, for example, and it's read together with the top get, then that get would be kosher. For Edom rami ke'ivra, if the case of the Mishnah is where the Edom signed vertically, then la behadi haimikri, v'la behadi haimikri, then l'chayr, these Edom are not being signed horizontally, and therefore they're not being read with the top get, and definitely not with the bottom get, as the Edom executed this get, writing their names in a vertical fashion. And therefore the Gemara says, al rab b'diska havichosim, that in the chanami, even though the Gemara started off and asked a question based on rab being chosim and atzad, he never signed a get or a shtar vav min atzad, and certainly as our Mishnah states, if you sign a legal document min atzad, it would not be kosher. However, the documents that rab did sign min atzad were documents similar to a subpoena, as Rashi says, ki chosim min atzad lo begitin v'lo b'shtaris el b'diska k'shoyim mazmin anoshim l'din, when they would invite a person to come to a din teri l'fanav v'asefer k'yislam m'geris hazmana b'shmoy v'uchaysim p'amim min atzad v'hin akpadu b'kach. And in such a shtar, since there was really no reason for rab to sign on it, and the only reason rab signed on it was to give it a shtarkeit and to give it a seriousness, therefore there was no problem for rab signing min atzad, as he was able to show that he was serious about them coming to Beis Din and testifying in front of him. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, get shekasvo ivris v'chulu, and we're not going to discuss that part of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah stated, kasav sefer ve'ed kosher, if the husband was not the one who wrote this get and was not written in his handwriting, and instead it was written by his sefer, and it was one other aid that also signed onto this get, then it would be a valid get. And we already discussed this part of the Mishnah many times in the Masechta, and we saw that Shmuel held that even if there would only be the handwriting of the sefer together with another aid that signed onto the get, that would be a valid get. And even though there aren't two real aidim that signed on the get, but the sefer's writing would be considered as if there was a testimony that the sefer was told by the husband to write this get. However, our Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yemiya, that Rabbi Yemiya says, and we saw that there's a shita of Rav as well, the Chassam Sefer Sheninu, that our Mishnah is not talking about a case where the sefer actually wrote the get and didn't sign on the get, and it was only one other aid. As in that case, according to Rav, the get would be pasul midraisa, and if Rachel goes and gets married and has children, those children would be in Ramzerim. However, our Mishnah is discussing a case where the sefer actually signed onto the get together with another aid, and therefore there are actually two valid witnesses that signed on this get, and the get would be kosher. And l'chayr, what is the major chiddush if there was a signature of the sefer together with another aid that is kosher? If l'chayr, you have two aidim, and therefore Amar Rav Chisda, Hamani Rabbi Yisihi, that our Mishnah is going according to Shita Rabbi Yisihi, that Mili Loyim Mimsun L'Shliach, as if the din would be that Mili is Mimsun L'Shliach, then even if you see that there was a signature of the sefer on a get together with another aid, we would have to be chayshish that maybe originally the husband told two aidim to go and sign on this get, and he really did not appoint the sefer to sign on the get. However, the aidim felt that the sefer would feel bad and would be embarrassed if they don't ask him to actually sign on the get, and therefore they went and asked the sefer to write on the get. And since Mili Mimsun L'Shliach, they couldn't give over that shlichus to the sefer, and the get is puzzle. Kamash Malon, the Chassam Sefer Ve'ed, that since we paskin like Rabbi Yisi, that Mili Mimsun L'Shliach, therefore every sefer will know that if the Edom tell him to go sign on the get, he wouldn't do so. And it must be that the husband specifically told the sefer to sign on the get, and that is why the get is kosher, as we have two valid Edom that were appointed by the husband. And the Gemara continues, Ha'ik Subas Chassanim, there was a ksuba, the Asil Kamid Ravo, that came in front of Ravo, Dabi Yodale, the Tafsil, but the Chassimus Yodale, the Chad Sada, and Rabbi Bo recognized the handwriting of the sefer. He also recognized the signature of one of the Edom, and Savalach Shuris, or Rabbi Avo, wanted to say that this ksuba is kosher, because we learned in our Mishnah, Chassam Sefer Ve'ed is kosher. But Amri Rabbi Yemi said, Chassam Sefer Sheninu, that in our Mishnah we learned Chassam Sefer Ve'ed. The only time that the Mishnah stated that the get was kosher was only when we had the signature of the sefer together together with the signature of another aide. However, if we only had the handwriting of the sefer together with one aide, that would not be a valid get, and in this case, the ksuba is also not valid. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last case of our Mishnah, kasav chanichasa v'chanichasa kasha, that if regarding the names of the husband and the wife in the get, they didn't write the actual names, and they wrote their surnames, or as some explained, their nicknames, then the get would still be kosher. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, chanichas avos begitin ad yedayirs, that the Tanakama holds that by writing the surnames in a get for the names of the husband and wife, that would work until 10 generations. However, Shimon ben Elazar, ime gimel dayirs kosher, mikam ve'ilich pasol, that the only time that the surname would work is if you're using the surname based on someone that lived within the last three generations. However, any surname that was used which was based on something which was longer than three generations ago, that would be pasol, and as Rashi says, that's considered like shina shma yushma. And the Gemara continues, Kiman Ozla, Hada Amr Rab Chanina, Kasav Chanichas Avs Begitan, Ad Gimel Darius, that is Kasha, Kiman Kerab Shimon Elazar. Of course, that's going like Shimon Elazar, who said that Gimel Darius is Kasha, and Mekam Ve'ilich is Pasol. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rab Huna, Maikra, where do we see a Raya or Remez to Rab Shimon Elazar's side, that Chanichas Avs Begitan only works up till three generations? And Rab Huna brings a Pasuk and Pashas Devarim that states, Kisayla Banim, Ubnei Banim, Vene Shantim, and Kisalid is referring to the first generation, Banim is the second generation, Ubnei Banim is the third generation, and there is a connection between three generations, and as Rashi says, Mikam Ve'ilich Karli V'Nishantim, after three generations, it's already considered old, and it's no longer any connection. Gemara continues, Amar Bishum Malevi L'Chav Eretz Yisrael Ad She'avdu Bo Zayim Batidinim Avodah Zarah, that Eretz Yisrael was only destroyed after seven Batidinim served Avodah Zarah, Ve'ilu Hein Yeravim Ben Avot U'Basha Ben Achia Ve'Acha Ben Amri Ve'Yehu Ben Nimshi Pekach Ben Remalyo Menachem Ben Gadi Ve'Yishea Ben Ela, and Rabbi Shua Ben Levi brings a pasuk from Yirmiyah as a proof. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Umlol Yoledes Hashiva Nafcha Nafsha Boshim Shabo Yoimim Boisha Bechafira Ushayrisim Lacherev Etel Fneyavim Umashem. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi is explaining the pasuk that because of the seven children, meaning the seven kings that were Kamachi Yisrael, that were bad kings and served Avodah Zarah, that was the cause for Churban Bayis Rishon and the destruction of so many of Klal Yisrael. Rashi explains, Zayim Batidinim Zayim Mishpachi Shel Melachim Mimach Yisrael. This is not referring to seven kings in a row, but it was seven families of kings of Malchus Yisrael, the Hanach the Malchus Yehuda Leichoshev, and we didn't count the kings of Yehuda, Shahibi Meim Shel Elu, because they overlap with these, Bahavik Bezen Echad, and was considered as if they were one group. Hamelech Ubenoi, Uben Benoi, Vechol Malachim Shekom Muzara Akrav, Kori Chab Bezdin, and the entire family from one kingdom was considered one Bezdin, and Shalom Ben Yavish Vechai, Leik Choshev, Levisha Le Mochu, Shana Shlema, Vechain Zimri, and even though Shalom Ben Yavish and Zechai were not part of these families, we still didn't mention them in this Gemara, and it wasn't mentioned in the Pasuk, since their kingdom did not last over a year. Rashi says that even though we mentioned Achav and we didn't mention his father Imri, and L'Chariah, if we're always starting off with the leader of that group and of that family, then we should have mentioned Imri and not Achav. Zok Rashi, that Hashem Bezdin Shel Achav Nikra, Mepleisha Achav Hashir Lases Yesa Nikra Kilgal Shmai, because Achav was much worse than his father Imri, therefore we mentioned Achav as the leader of that group. And Bimei Hashir Ben Ola, Galu Aser Sashvatim, and the time of Hashir Ben Ola, that is when the Aser Sashvatim went to Galus, Umehi Shaita Karl Churban, and therefore at that time it's already called the Man of the Churban. It was seven mishpachas that went and served Avodah Zarah that were Malchi Yisrael. The Gemara continues with another Makar, Amram Ami, Mikra, Kisayla Banam Bnei Banam, the Pasuk of Eschanan states in Perak Dalad, Pasuk Chafei, Kisayla Banam Bnei Banam, Vinishatim Baritz, and the Pasuk continues, Vishatim Vasisim Pesel Tumunas Kol, Vasisim Rab, Beinah Hashem El Kechel Achisai, and you'll serve Avodah Zarah. And then in Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk tells us, Hey Dais Bechem Hayoy, Mesa Shemayim Vesarets, Ki Ovid Tavedu Mara, Me Allah Arets, Ashatam Oivim, Mesa Yadin Shamal Rishta, Lai Suvichin Yom Malach, Ki Shamay Tishamaydon. And we see that it was seven generations based on the Pasuk of Kisayla Banam Bnei Banam. The last Tyson on the Amid states, My Kra, Kisayla Tchadar, Banam Tredar, Ubnei is Tredar, and Banam Tredar Harezayin. Therefore, we have a total of seven generations. And only once there are seven generations that serve Avid Zara, did the Pasuk state, Ki Ovid Tavedu Maher. And the Gemara continues, Amru Le Rav Kahana Rav Asi Rav, Rav Kahana Rav Asi is the following question to Rav, Ksib Bei Bahashir Ben Ela, that says in Melachim Beis, B'negei Hashir Ben Ela, V'yasir Rav Bein Hashem, that he did terrible things in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rak Loik Malchi Yisrael, Asher Hayu Lefanav, but he didn't do as bad as the previous Malchi Yisrael. And even though he wasn't as bad as the rest of the Malchi Yisrael, the Ksib, it says, B'negei Hashir Ben Ela, Olav Olav Shalmanetza, Melech Asher, that against him, Shalmanetza, who was the king of Asher, came against him, V'hi Lo Yashir Eved, V'yeshiv Lo Mincha, and we see that the Churban started in the time of Hashir. As Rashi explains, the question is that Mipnei Shelo Yashia Kishar Malachim, is it because he wasn't as bad as the rest of the kings, but Peronius Biyamov, that the Peronius came in his days, and he was actually taken as an Eved, and as Rashi says, Bitmiyah, that this is a question, and there's a problem that that the Gemara has. The Gemara answers, Omel Hu, so Rav responded to Rav Kahana and to Rav Asi, Oysim Batisayi, Shahishi Yeravim Amal Drachim, Kadesh Yal Yisrael Laregal, that we know that Yeravim Ben Nevat placed sentries and placed police on the roads in order that Klai Yisrael would not go up to be Ilu Regal to Yushlaim, but Hoshea Bitlon, and Hoshea was better than the prior kings, and he was Mevatal those police, and he allowed people to come and be Ilu Regal, the Alpha B King, Ilu Yisrael Laregal, and even though we saw that he had so much power, they was able to be Mevatal those police officers, still Klai Yisrael would not come to be Ilu Regal, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a taina on Hoshea Ben Ilu, that since you had such a koyach, and you could have forced them to even come to be Ilu Regal, and you didn't do so, because of the years that the Klai Yisrael didn't come to be Ilu Regal, and they no longer were prevented to do so, and they could have come to be Ilu Regal, therefore that at this point they were chayev to go to Golis. That is why they were sent into captivity. That is why the Pasuk is teaching us that the reason why Klai Yisrael went to Golis during the time of Hoshea Ben Ilu, and Hoshea himself was chayev to go to Golis, he himself was taken as an Eved, specifically because he was better than the rest of the Malchus Yisrael, and he took away the officers, and at that point there were two tainas. Number one on Hoshea, they should have went and forced Klai Yisrael to go and be Ilu Regal once again, and number two is a tainah on Klai Yisrael. At this point, they didn't have the power of Indus Rachmanin Patri, and really they had to go and be Ilu Regal, and since they didn't do so, therefore they were no longer deserving of Eretz Yisrael and of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ukva, Va'amri Lo, and some say, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rabbi Yemiyah, Dorish Marim, Amar Rim, Adashin as follows, Maidach Siv, what is the pattern of the Pasuk that says in Daniel, Vayishka Hashem al Rav, Ve'yel Leinu, Ki Tzadik Hashem al Kenu, Al Kol Ma'isov, Asha Osa, V'lo Shemana B'koiloi, and the Gemara is, Mishum, Tzadik Hashem al Kenu, is it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzadik, Vayishka Hashem al Rav, Ve'yel Leinu, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Chorban against us very quickly, L'chari, that's not a Tzidkis, and that seems to be a Rishus, that he brought the Chorban against us even quicker than it should have come. Elul, the Gemara explains that the Lashon Tzadik over here is referring to a Tzedakah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was having Rachmim on Klai Yisrael by bringing the Golus and bringing the Chorban a couple of years earlier than expected. And as the Gemara explains, Tzedakah Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a Tzedakah with Klai Yisrael, Shehegla Golus Tzidkiyo, Vadayin Golus Yechonya Kayames, that we know Yechonya went to Golus 11 years prior to Tzidkiyo, and at the time that Tzidkiyo eventually went to Golus, and it was actually the Chorban by his Rishon, Yechonya and all the people that went to Golus were still alive, and therefore Tzidkiyo and the people were able to learn from Tzadikim and Tamid Chum that went to Golus with Yechonya. The Chsiv Bebe Golus Yechonya has been the gate of Golus of Yechonya. The Pasuk tells us in Malachim Beis, Vacharish Vamaskar Elef, there were 1,000 people called the Charish and Maskar that went to Golus with Yechonya. What was this great tzedakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and why was it so important that Tzidkiyo should get to Golus Bavel at the same time that Yechonya and the 1,000 people that were with him or that were called the Charish and Maskar were still alive? As the Gemara explains, that the Lashon Charish generally means a craftsman, but our Gemara explains that Charish is referring to people that were considered like they were deaf and dumb, as at the time that they start opening their mouths and they start talking in Torah, and everyone around them become like people that are deaf and mute, and they have no ability to respond to them since they were such great Talmidei Chachamim. And similarly, these people that went to Golus with Yechonya, called them Maskar, they were people that were so great in Torah that Kivin Shesegrin, once they finished up a Sugya and they closed the Sugya, Shuvin and Paiskin, no one else was able to open up that Sugya and try to explain it differently or try to explain it any better. As Rashi says, Kivin Shesegrin halacha shem skurim ba she'inim yodim l'hashiv l'sheir leim shuv inlam paiskin achirim. Once they didn't know a response to something, no one else would know the response to that shaila either. Rashi states, "V'zui tzedakah shemir v'hichra beisai k'dei lahaglis deri shel tzedakah olubavel ba'it shechach b'golus yichonya kayamin she'ilam de teira le'ilu agoyle machreim." In order that these great talmid chum should be able to teach rest of klai yisrael teira lefishu roiv chach b'teira golum yichonya dechsebu acharish v'maskar elef. And the Gemara continues, "V'kama on how many of these people were there? Elef, there were 1,000, as the pasuk states." And the Gemara continues, "Ula ama ula tells us that the great tzedakah that Kadosh Baruch Hu did with klai yisrael by bringing the churban a couple of years early is shehiktim shtei shanu v'neshantim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Churban 2 years earlier than the Lashon of v'neshantim." And as Rashi explains, that v'neshantim is the gematria of 852, and as Tosafot points out on Peches on the Beis, that right when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they were already serving Avodah Zarah. As Tosafot brings, the Metchila Miyad Hayo Evde Avodas Chavim Shepisol Shel Micha Hayo Imayim, that the Avodah Zarah of Micha was together with Klai Yisrael when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore if they would have been in Eretz Yisrael for 852 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have had no choice and would have had to actually destroy Klai Yisrael. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to bring the Churban 2 years earlier, and he brought it after 850 years that they were in Eretz Yisrael, as we know that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash in 440 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael, and then the Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years, and therefore there was a total of 850 years that Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. And at that point HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his wrath on Eretz and Vavonim, and he only destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and he sent Klai Yisrael into Golus. And we continue at that Pei Chesem HaBeis, Amar Rab Acha Ba'Yakov, and Rab Acha Ba'Yakov teaches us Shema Minoam here, the Mori Alma, Tamni Mei, V'chamshu Metatiyu. Therefore, we see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to do something quickly, it refers to his man of 852 years, because the Pasuk says, Ki Avoy Toivein Dudmayer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy you very quickly. And of course, it took 850 years until HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually went ahead and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and in 852 years, he would have destroyed Klal Yisrael completely. And therefore, we see that the idea of Mehir by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only after 852 years. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Get Me'usa B'Yisrael Kasha. If a Jewish Bezdin forces a Jew to give a get, then that get would be kasha. And we know, based on the famous Rambam, that this in the Kaifun Yisrael Akshayemi writes in he, and once Reuven says that he wants to give the get, even though he was forced, we consider that this is in the Shama coming out and doing what is responsible and what is the right thing to do. And the Mishnah continues, however, if a Goyish court forces a Jew to give a get, the get would be puzzle. However, that if there is a non-Jewish court that's acting as a shluchim of a bezin of Klal Yisrael, then if they go and force a Jew to give a get and they say you should do what the Jews want you to do and give this get, then the get would be valid. And the Gemara begins, Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, that Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, get Tamus B'Yisrael Kedin Kasha, that if there's a get that was forced to be given by a bezin of Klal Yisrael, then it would be a valid get as long as it was done in a proper manner and la locha. And as Rashi says, for example, in the cases that we have a din, that Yaitzi B'Yitin Ksuba, the husband has to divorce his wife and give her a Ksuba, or his wife was Asatim, and therefore he is going to be forced to give her a get. And in that case, the din is that it's a valid get. However, if the Bezdin forces a Jew to give a get, Shalikadin is not based on halacha, puzzle, then the get would be puzzle, and therefore she would not be able to get married to anyone else. However, the Maisa, even though if a Jewish court forces Reuven to give a get improperly, and Shalikadin is not even a valid get Midraisa, but as we will see in Rashi and Diba Masr Shalikadin, a bit later on this Amid, the Rabbanim were concerned that people may think that even if Bezin properly forces Reuven to give a get kedin, it would also not be valid, and therefore they said that even when a Jewish Bezin forces Reuven to give a get improperly, Rachel should have a Shem Grusha and will be puzzled to a Kayin. Shmuel continues, if you have a court of non-Jews that are forcing a Jew to give a get and they weren't representatives of Bezin, then kedin puzzle puzzle, then if they give the get and they did it based on halacha, then the get would still be puzzle. However, she would still be puzzle to Kahuna and it would be considered a Reich Get, and the Gemara will discuss this point. However, Shalikadin, I feel a Reich Get anybody, if this non-Jewish court forces a Jew to give a get and it was Shalikadin, then it's not considered a Reich Get, and therefore not only would the get be puzzle, but she wouldn't even be usher to a Kayin. And the Gemara now asks, on the case of Ivicham Kadin puzzle or puzzle, Manushach, the Lacharim Manushach, if Ivicham could force a Jew to give a get, it's Kushuri Namalis Kasha, then the get should even be Kasha as long as it was done Kadin. And if they can't force a get and it's not considered a get on the Isolidic level, Mifsal, then shouldn't even be considered a valid get at all, and therefore it shouldn't have any effect, and she shouldn't be considered a Gusha, and it shouldn't even be considered a Reach Get, and she shouldn't even be Pasal Lakuna. And how could it be that Shmuel said it by Yechavim Bedin that's Pasal Upaisal? And the Gemara states, Amra Mishashis, where Mishash explains, the Batera get Musa by Yechavim Kasha, that really Midiraisa, if a non Jewish court forces a Jew to give a get, it would be a valid get. And why is it that Rabbanan said that this get should be puzzle? The Chacham were concerned that a regular woman will go to a regular guy who is a strong person and will go and beat up their husband in order to force them to give them a get. And of course, this is not being done through the court system. And of course, that's not a valid get. And therefore, Rabbanan made sure that they said not only is it not a valid get if you go to a regular guy and he forces your husband to give a get, but even if the wife would go to a non-Jewish court and they would force the husband to give a get, the Rabbanan also said that it's not going to be a valid get, and therefore, even though it's not a valid get midrabbanon, but midraisa it was a valid get, and therefore she's considered grusha midraisa, and therefore certainly it's considered a reich get, and she's going to be also lekahuna. And the Gemara continues in Eser Mishasha Ihachi, if it's true that when a non-Jewish court forces a woman to give a get kedin, it's considered a valid get. Therefore, shalei kedin, afilu reich get einbai. Why is it that according to Shmuel, that if a non-Jewish court forces a Yisrael to give a get to his wife, shalei kedin, that we don't even say that it's considered reich get, and Rachel won't even be pasul minakuna? The Gemara is nehevi kishalei kedin biyisrael umifsal nami lifsal lachira. Since you're teaching us that there really is no chilut between a Jewish court and a non-Jewish court, midraisa, it doesn't make a difference if a Jewish court or a non-Jewish court forces the husband. Really, it would be a valid get. Then lachira, there should also be no difference between a non-Jewish court that forces a husband to give a get shalei kedin and a Jewish court that forces a husband to give a get shalei kedin. And just like by a Jewish court, we said that you pasul minakuna and it's considered reich get. Therefore, by a non-Jewish court, it should also be considered reich get, and Rachel should be pasul lakuna, and the Gemara therefore says Ella Hadra Mishasha Bedusai must be that this member of a Mishasha is a mistake, and as Rashi says, the Badit La Bene Asuin, you know, that certainly a Geisha court can't force a Jew to give a get. They do so and they warrant the representatives of Benzin, even if they do so based on a Din Taira, and for example, it was one of the women that the Din is Yaitziviting Suba, or she was also to her husband, get is a valid Midaraisa, and therefore we're back to the original question that Lachir in a case where a non Jewish court forces a Jew to give a get, even if they did so big Din, why is it that she's Pasma Nakuna if Lachir is not considered a get at all, and therefore it shouldn't be considered a Reach get? And the Gemara now explains the time of Mice, why is it that if a non Jew forces a Jew to give a get Kadin, although the get is not considered a get Midaraisa, she's still considered Pasma Nakuna and is considered a Reach get? And the Gemara explains Kadim Bechadin de Yisrael Michlev, although when a non Jewish court forces a Jew to give a get and they do so Bechadin, and one may confuse this with the case of a Jewish court that forces a Jew to give a get kedin. Therefore, even though bevada midiraisa is not a valid get, however, as Rashi says, gozu be'rabbanan lifsel bekuna mishum de michlev bechadin de Yisrael va'asu lemei mensol meisel Yisrael nami she'esu kedin loy pasul, that if Yisrael forces a Jew to give a get, it's not considered a valid get. Vahu gitimaliyahu, and certainly in that case, it's a valid get. And as we know, that's kaifnei say ad she'emi reitzani. However, shloy kedin bechadin Yisrael loy michlev, that a person won't mix up a case where a goyish court forced a Jew to give a get shloy kedin with a case that a Jewish court forced a Jew to give a get bechadin, and that is why where a non-Jewish court forces a Jew to give a get shloy kedin is not even considered a reich get, and this woman will still be mutter lakuna. And Rashi points out that why don't we make a gzira of shloy kedin by a goy to shloy kedin b'Yisrael, and we said before that Shmuel said get hamusa b'Yisrael shloy kedin is pasul, but it's paisa lakuna, and l'chari in the case of shloy kedin by an akum it should also be paisa lakuna. And Rashi explains because in a case where a Jewish court forces a Jew to give a get shloy kedin, really me'ikah d'dinah it should not be a valid get midiraisa. The only reason that Rachel is pasul menakuna is based on gzira drabbanon. Rabbanon were concerned that maybe someone will mix up a case of Yisrael shloy kedin with a case of Yisrael kedin. And therefore Rashi says he gufa gzirahi atu kedin ugzir gzir legazunon. And therefore we are not going to be geizer that we are a non-Jewish court forces a get shloy kedin that Rachel will be pasul menakuna. Gemara continues Abaya Ashkel Rabbi Yosef the Yosef v'kamasa giti. Abaya found Rabbi Yosef was forcing someone to give a get, and of course Rabbi Yosef was doing this kedin, and Amalei and Abaya still said to Rabbi Yosef v'anana deitus anan, we don't have smich in bavel, and therefore we consider deitus v'tanya, and we learned to the brisa how Rabbi Tafin Omer, Rabbi Tafin stated kol makom shatim meitzer in garia shalev chavim, any time that we find gatherings of non-Jewish courts afil prisha dinayim kedin Yisrael, and even though in that court system they will judge Jews based on the dinam of Klai Yisrael and based on proper halachas, you still not go to such courts. Shenem, as the pasuk says, ve'il mishpatim asher tasum lefneim, and these are the mishpatim that you should place in front of the ayin zakinim, as Rashi points out, and lefneim v'loy lefnei avichavim, and we learn out that you're only allowed to go to Jewish courts, and you're not allowed to go in front of avdik achavim, even if they're going to judge you properly based on these mishpatim. And Abaye continues with his main point that dava achar, that is another pshat, that when it says lefneim, we learn out v'loy lefnei adjaitis, it has to be similar to the ayin zakinim that were all smuchin and they all had smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, and you can't go in front of a court of adjaitis and of people that do not have smicha. And therefore, Abaye asks Rabbi Yosef that how could it be that you're forcing people to give a get, and even though you're doing a kedin, but l'maisa the pasuk says elam eshpatim asher tasum lefneim and lefneim levoi lefnei hadeitus. And Rashi points out lefneim koya shivim zekim she'olu imoy lahar koy de matan Torah, and this is referring to a time before matan Torah. K'dichsiv el Moshe omar le el harar va'aval pishin nichtav pashasu la'achem matan Torah, and even though the pasuk is written after matan Torah koy de matan Torah nemra, really this story occurred before matan Torah and ein muktam muchav b'Torah v'nimdam izbech v'helu ha'ilu v'ashlamim uva'isadam nichtnusu lebris. Gemara continues amaleis Rabbi Yosef responded to Abaya and Anshul Chesel Kol Dinan, that we are doing the shlichis of the Bati Dinim in Eretz Yisrael midi dehava hadois v'alveis, just like we find with the Gei Dinim Mabnes that we are the shluchim of Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, and even though we're not smuchin we'll let it go and paskin shaylus of hadois v'alveis, we also have a right based on being the shluchim of the Bati Dinim in Eretz Yisrael that have smicha for someone to give a get if we're acting properly and based on a din Torah in the case of Yaitziv eating Suba, or in the case where Rachel was also to Ruvain. And the Mefarshim explained that just like Benegei Hoidoz Valvois, the Gemara Mesech the Sanhedrin says that Gimel Hadjaitis Akasha because Shalaitinal Dels Pfnei Lavin, so similarly Benegei Gitin Nashim, we allowed Hadjaitis and we allowed people that did not have smicha to force a man to give a get in order that women feel protected when they get married and they shouldn't refrain from getting married. And the Gemara continues, if there's a concept of the Shlichus of the Bati Dinam Eretzol, see Hachi Gzeles Vachavolos Nami, so Lachir Benegei the Dinam of Gzeles Vachavolos, which the Gemara Mesech the Sanhedrin says that we require Gimel Mumchen, why don't we say that could even be done with Gimel Hedyotis, and why do we need smicha? And the Gemara answers, Ki avdina shul chusayu, b'milsa d'shchicha, b'milsa d'shchicha, lo avdina shul chusayu, that the only time the Bezin gave us the right to be the shliach is only in things that are shchiach. However, the things that are not shchiach, for example, like Gzeiros v'chavolos, we do not have the right to be the shluchim, and therefore we can pass in dinim that are relevant to Gzeiros v'chavolos. Rashi points out, milsa d'shchicha is halva v'chein get, and Ayin Taisis at the bottom of Amid, where Taisis says, b'milsa d'shchicha, k'moy b'hidoiz v'alboiz, u'mash onu mekavim gerim, and why is it that we're able to accept gerim, even though that ger tzarech gimel mumchen, as the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, as mishpa kasebe, I'm read of din shluchasayu, that we're considered to be doing the shlichus of the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, the chashuk shchicha, as considered shchiach. And Taisis is that is very good in the times of Abai and Rabbi Yosef, where there were still people that were smuchin. However, v'm taima hechiv din shluchasayu, ba'achshav im mumchen b'Eretz Yisrael, how could we do the shlichus of the bati dinim in Eretz Yisrael and the mumchen if nowadays there are no mumchen in Eretz Yisrael and smicha was batal, umiyitin lo rishus, and who will give us rishus? And Taisis says, v'yishloim ad the shlichus takamoy avdinan, that we have a concept that we could be shluchim for the original bati dinim that were smuchin, and that continues throughout the generations. And of course, this is a very difficult concept to understand, that we could be shluchim for people that gave us the shlichus many years ago. And of course, that's something which is loy bal oilam, v'tzarech biya, and we will stop over here.